to the Nutramedical Report for Friday, the 3rd of June. And this first segment is going to be open lines, and it's any topic. Rules of the road are, please tell our board op, Dan, exactly what your question is, precisely, and precisely what your statements are. Not just vague, but really precise. And we'll get you on air. We welcome callers, and it doesn't matter what topic you want to talk about. If it's health, geopolitics, whatever. I'd like to run through some of the latest. I just saw a news report this morning that, again, the State Department, Jen Psaki, is so-called enraged that Mr. Rosen exposed the fact that they cut out 8 seconds of a very important tape. I'm going to have further updates on it as we go through the program today. This is a good example of the fact that they're so back on their heels now, the Obama administration, from what I call the liocracy. And, of course, they want to replace a really bad, incompetent president with an even more incompetent one, and a person devoid of any ethics whatsoever. That is Hitlery Rotten Clinton, otherwise known as the Hildebeest. And if you don't think that this is that bad, just look at what's going on. And Hillary Clinton, of course, is saying she's trying to find her message to attack and take down Trump. She doesn't have a message. She doesn't have a personality. She doesn't even have a stand on any specific issue. She's like a chameleon, always trying to see if she can modify it so she can kind of curry the population. And so Hillary is so corrupt, she won't even release the transcripts of her speeches where she got $250,000 to the big bankers. So if you don't think that the reason why her emails are hidden is because there's deals going on there, we're selling arms or getting contracts with government and so on, with both U.S. and foreign corporations. That's the reason why the emails were hidden. That's why she had a separate server. That's the real issue behind here, and also the Benghazi issue, where they knew there were transshipping weapon systems through there, and Ambassador Stevens and several other Americans who happened to just be in the area were killed because they didn't send help, and they could have. It was only a matter of a few hours away. The first attack was just kind of a warning. It was a re-attack that killed them. So she has blood on her hands. This is an incompetent person, and if she thinks she's ready to be president, she's out of her mind and so evil that you can't imagine what will happen to America. The end of the Second Amendment, open borders, the Islamification of America, the crashing of the economy, which, of course, Obama is accomplishing tremendously by doubling the debt, more than doubling, from $9 trillion in debt to almost to $20 trillion by the time this character leaves. He needs to be impeached immediately. He's so dangerous that he may try to foster terrorism or allow it to happen on American soil so he can have a bipartisan security bill and take over all of our last of our liberties, including the liberty to have free speech like this in alternative radio. And alternative media, by the way, is bigger than regular media. That's known. We know that, in fact, we had an interesting discussion. We have, of course, because of our RSS feeds, both audio and video, podcasts around the world, our numbers are phenomenal now. And I was number two read a hair after Alex Jones. I'm sure that my show is now bigger worldwide. And the reason is because we delve into topics deeper. We're, if you want to call it, informational pathologists. We don't just cover the top millimeter or skin of an issue. We get deep into the guts of it. And people need to know that. Next issue I want to talk about is the Zika virus. This is very scary, what's going on. They're now saying that they're talking about canceling the Rio Olympics. Should it be canceled? They're also suggesting that it may be transmitted by oral sex. It's not surprising. And the number of Americans that are picking up this virus, including people who literally have had sex with other people who have traveled there, is climbing like a rocket. In fact, I have one report here from Des Moines about a teen who's speechless that she's picked up Zika virus and she's 17. Now, how did she get it? I don't know if she traveled there or what, but I can tell you there's 2 billion people at risk of this. And those 2 billion people may be permanently infected either in their uteruses, if for females, or in their testes if they're male. It may permanently sterilize them. We don't know yet. All we can say is this virus only had 15 base pair changes caused by the release of the OXCE513A genes, which changed the host organisms and evolved this pathogen to become a super pathogen. It's not due to larvicides. There's a bunch of idiot doctors who don't know any toxicology in Brazil who tried to say it's a larvicide. No, larvicide does not cause microcephaly, period. And there's all kinds of pesticides in the environment. In fact, the amount of pesticides used in Brazil is insane. And it's certainly not being sprayed over the population. And if it would be, it would be a relatively uniform level of toxicological effects. It wouldn't just affect some individuals rather than others. So for people to say this, it's disturbing. The idea also of developing a vaccine is insane also, because it's an RNA virus. It evades the immune system. A whole new approach needs to be made, such as making a T-cell line and then in giving people activated T-cells to actually go after the pathogen, find it, and kill it in the body before it causes major damage to the mitochondria, the endoplasmic reticulum, etc. Some more interesting news that's going on right now, and I'm just going to zip over to the Drudge Report. Of course, the protests in California against the campaign, the campaigners for Trump, is insane. A number of people that are Trump supporters have been attacked, punched in the face, pelted with huevos. Even the San Jose mayor is justifying violence. This isn't acceptable. This is not the democratic process. These are thugs, and they violate federal law. They need to be put in jail immediately, and there needs to be some serious consequences, not just a slap in the wrist. The other thing is, of course, right now we have a record 94,708,000 Americans not in the labor force. And, of course, because of the lying liocracy of people like Jen Psaki of the State Department, who tries to get enraged over Mr. Rosen's exposure of 8 seconds of a taped speech being taped documentation being removed from the federal record. These people, including Jen Psaki, needs to go to jail. Only 38,000 jobs were added federally in May, the lowest in 6 years. Private sector, 25,000 jobs. 25,000 jobs in May. So what's going on in America is an economic collapse. They're lying to us, and the actual unemployment level is at or higher than 1929 crash. The number of people not participating in the labor force means they're unemployed. They need to recorrect the records. In between the ages of 18 and 35, the unemployment rate is somewhere between 30 and 35%, depending on which racial group. If you're looking at blacks, black people need to run toward Trump like crazy, because he's going to get them employed. He's going to get them jobs. He's going to get them cars and homes. He's going to allow them to have a family. He's going to allow them to rebuild their communities, because they're going to have money to do so. This is really crazy. And the idea that they can somehow drop in Biden and Warren if Clinton is indicted is kind of ridiculous. I mean, the Cheshire Cat in Washington, D.C., of Biden, I mean, the guy doesn't even have a logical mind to make common sense statements at public events. So let's face the music. Our country is sunk if we don't get Donald Trump in there. And by the way, Donald Trump needs good advisors, because some of the things he said are over the top. They need to be pivoted, if you want to call it, and modulated. Yes, we do need a wall, but we also need to clean out the CIA and FBI of illegal elements that are doing terrorism, such as supporting ISIS, such as bringing in illegal drugs, such as special contracts with companies like Bechdel Corporation that are making underground cities for the elite. And remember, in 9/11, a lot of the top-level government officials went into underground bunkers that were already pre-built before 9/11. People needed to get a reality check. This is not a conspiracy theory. 9/11 was an inside job, because it was a war game. There were icons put on the computer screens of FAA air traffic controllers across the country. Those false icons were placed there because it was a war game. Get a reality check. Anybody who disagrees with that, it's not open to your opinion. It's just an ugly fact that our government did it. There are also more than 3,000 people in those towers usually. Many of them received advanced warnings, including Odigo, the messaging company from Israel. Even Amex were told not to be in the building. In fact, my wife's cousin was a MBA, and her husband MBA in Amex. And they were told not to be in the building. She was in north of New York City at their summer home, and her husband was up in the north part of Manhattan Island doing a talk in a different seminar. So what you need to start understanding is that our government is malevolently evil in elements, that people like Dick Cheney managed this from the bunker in the Situation Room, that what's really going on is so evil that you can't conceive it, because it sounds like it's a fantasy, that it can't be that evil. And then we have Obama trying to hide the 28 pages, and now we have a bipartisan Senate that actually says, we want all Americans to sue Saudi Arabia. Now, the latest thing that's come out is that Germany has finally come to the truth and made a pronouncement that the Armenian slaughter in 1915 of, I think, 1.5 million Armenians by the Turks, the Ottoman Turks, was a genocide. And it was. And everybody knows that. The fact is they feel very offended by that. How about being offended by the truth about what the Nazis did in Germany under Adolf Hitler? How about being offended by Stalin and the millions of people that died under him or under Mao Zedong? These are just facts, ugly facts. And the fact is the current Turkish government wants to set up a neo-Ottoman empire, and they want a deal so that they can become a full member of Eurozone and dump in 40 million Turk or Turkic peoples, not just from Turkey, but Turkic Empire countries nearby, such as Tajikistan, Azerbaijan, etc. So, people need to start grasping what's really going on here. By the way, Mr. Elon Musk is predicting Apple cars by 2020. That's just less than 4 years away. And people on Mars by 2025. I got a reality check for you, Mr. Musk. If you do know about Tier 1 science, you're a liar. And if you don't know about it, who is going to do it? Are you going to do it privately so you can, quote, stick your stake in the ground? These globalists are so bizarre. So, by the way, I'm just looking at one of the news reports. My favorite news broadcaster over at the Fox News, and that's the only one I watch, is Hannity. Megyn Kelly, I can't stand. Once in a while, O'Reilly. But I can tell you, Hannity tops Megyn at Fox News, and ratings jump. And that's because he's even-handed. He doesn't twist it one way or the other or try to tilt it. Megyn is extremely and unreasonably aggressive toward President Trump, not asking reasonable questions and trying to tilt the news in such a way that makes it seem that Mr. Trump is unfit to be president, such as like Trump University, etc. When in fact, what's going on here is they're trying to amplify minuscule issues and amplify them into something that could be making news. So what I see happening is this year, the dangers are Obama is going to try to do terrorism on American soil by allowing more and more terrorists in that are... Intelligence agencies are fully aware and probably even have names and locations of each of these cells, that they want a bipartisan bill after the terrorism happens to take away the last of our rights. And Obama wants a third term because I think that they're going to dump Clinton or have the Terrorism Act trump the whole idea of an election, so they'll trump the election so Trump won't become president. That's what I see happening. And unfortunately, unless we talk about this and expose it in advance, these maniacs will do this, like a 9/11 event at the end of two terms of Mr. Obama. In terms of foreign policy, Europe is falling and failing. This issue about the Brexit with Britain leaving will guarantee that there'll be an immediate collapse of Europe. It'll collapse toward what's called a super state. And then you'll see that clenched fist of a united Europe will be really pretty scary, actually, because you won't have a democratic government. You'll have totalitarian bureaucratic regime running almost 400 million people with some of the most high-tech in the world, including the Hadron Collider and many other technologies, nuclear and otherwise. So what you have to understand is what's going on is the globalists are thrusting for everything. And the prophetic word is that there'll be a rise of a superstate Europe at the time of the end, and that's happening. And they're actually creating the circumstances to collapse cash so they can force us into a biometric world, a virtual world project where we're icons inside a system. That's why people like Zuckerberg, the face of Facebook, who actually is just an agent of the No Such Agency or NSA, and Twitter are talking about the idea they're going to end hate speech. They don't have a right to intervene with our speech. They can go to Hades as far as I'm concerned. It's ridiculous that they think that they have a right to intervene at people's free speech. What's happening is our society is getting to the point where if you say anything against Muhammad, they want to make a Sharia-free zone, safe zone, even on the Internet. And in Europe, if you make statements in public in France or Germany in France recently, at least I'm probably going to be changing now, you can be arrested and or go to jail. In Canada, the hate speech laws are such that if I did this radio program in Canada, we have a lot of Canadian listeners because they can't have this kind of radio show in Canada. I would be arrested immediately. I would immediately have my show shut off if I was on a regular radio station network. Canada is disgusting. And Justin Trudeau is disgusting. This man is blowing in the wind, does whatever he wants, the globalists want him to do, because he's just a proxy for the Queen. The United Nations, which is a resurrection of the British Empire, as 57 nations are Commonwealth nations under the control of the same cabal of high-level satanic masons that are running the whole world into the ground. And we have a caller, and Steve in California. Dancing Israelis filming attack on 9/11. That's a good question, comment. Go ahead, Steve. What's your comment?
No, we shouldn't forget that. They were there to film the whole thing, the whole event, and not only were many Israelis clued in what was going to take place and not, you know, told not to show up for work, but the actually filming of the event and actually releasing those individuals. Yeah. I mean, it's, yeah, you're right. I mean, this was an inside job, no doubt about it.
Right. I get offended when people try to say otherwise, because, you see, I knew these people at U.S. Space Command and Radar Command at NORAD firsthand. They were my friends. They were my people. I cut roasts in my dining room in Colorado Springs. So I know this was an inside event, and they know it, too. Now, what's going on is Israel, as I call it, it's a real hell, is a general pipeline for intelligence information, for technology to go to our potential enemies, Russia and China. And Russia and China have to be baited into being stupid enough to attack America. And this deal basically was that the Israeli has a specific micronuclear division of the Mossad that actually put the charges in the building. That's why they were filming it, because they want to film the demolition of the building. If you look at the number of terajoules, if you're a physicist, I had two physicists, a high school physics professor, and a munitions expert from Finland who actually was contracted in 1998, asked for a contract from the Port Authority of New York for Mr. Silverstein to demolish the World Trade Center towers because there were sick buildings that had 2.5 inches of asbestos, sick air in the buildings, and mold problems. And it would have cost $2 billion per floor to fix it. Yeah. $2
billion. So I spoke with Stephen E. Jones about a year or so after the attacks when he did his investigation, and then BYU University released him because it was bad publicity for their school. But there's no logical reason why you would find thermite in any of the dust, the particle, the concrete samplers. There's no logical reason why you would find that in this building. It was a controlled demolition, no doubt about it.
First off, thermite wasn't the charge that destroyed the buildings. The only people who were doing research on advanced thermite was Israel, by the way. And thermite doesn't have the explosive power to turn the 35 to 40% of the mass of the building to an atomic vapor, only nuclear bombs. Right. The outside joists were cut with RDX, which is a high explosive cord that can cut through joists very easily. Thermite was not the factor that did this. And when I challenged Mr. Jones, a so-called physics professor, I got an extremely angry response from Mr. Alex Jones, who was very ticked off at me because I have a background in nuclear physics, radiotoxicology, and occupational medicine, public health. And I had got all of the information from the U.S. Geological Survey of their actual isotope analysis, including 55 times higher level of tritium in the building and trace amounts of polonium and other isotopes. And when I presented my data in the 9/11 Truth Conference in 2007, I took 6 months to fight with the video company in Oregon because they refused to give me my videos of 5 talks I did, including the almost 40 anomalies in the World Trade Center that proved it was a nuclear demolition with a chain of pearls of nukes in the center of the building to create an atomic vapor. That's why it had a free fall velocity. The only way those floors literally ceased to exist because they were turned to an atomic vapor instantly. Giant girder 6 feet across with 2.5 inches of asbestos. And basically JPH fuel, because I was a civil aviation examiner and also an examiner for the Air Force Academy's professional high-tech pilots, I can tell you about aircraft, those jet nozzles. The maximum temperature is 1,600 degrees in the nozzle. If you put kerosene, basically, with jet fuel on your hand, it'll just sit there and burn. It's not going to vaporize giant girders, and there's no evidence that thermite was a primary explosive. Both Judy Wood and her directed energy weapon foolishness and Professor Jones are out of their minds. There's no evidence to support what they said. None.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch.
But yeah, welcome back. And Tony in Chicago, you had a question. Go ahead.
Yeah, Dr. Deagle, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. And so,
I'll get to the point. Doctor, how did they make those nukes or neutron bomb nukes that they chained up and down the core? How could they make those where we did not see a heat flash? There's no flash on those things. And I believe that you're correct, okay?
Well, first off, you have to understand, the micro-nukes can be adjusted from a tenth of a kiloton to 20 to 30 kilotons. And if you do a chain of pearls down the center of the building, you can create what's called a flash. Now, the primary energy output of nukes, except when you adjust to put most of their energy as neutrons, like a neutron bomb, is X-rays. What X-rays do is they superheat paramagnetic materials like water, which is in people, water which is in concrete, metals such as aluminum in plenum chambers, in air conditioners, or metal or aluminum, aluminized mirrors, say, on fire engines, etc. So you don't have to have a flash. What you have is a surge of X-rays and high-energy neutrons, and those cause an immediate increase in temperature to the surrounding paramagnetic materials of 50 to 100,000 degrees temperature in a picosecond. So what they did, basically, is they converted anything paramagnetic. That's why you saw paper flying out of the building, because it's not paramagnetic. That's why people disappeared, and in fact, fragments of bone and other materials of people blown onto the roofs of buildings nearby within a quarter mile. That's why you saw a surge that actually destroyed not only the step-down repeaters for cell phone towers and air conditioners and aluminized mirrors and even blocks of engines were literally fried within a radius of the World Trade Center towers because of the surge of the magnetic surge or EMP, as well as a surge of X-rays that occurred as well. So yeah, that's very understandable. Remember now that the Israelis stole the Davy Crockett micro-nuke technology back in the '60s, and one of the things that was going on, and I found this out from my colleagues because I took care of the plant workers working at the Savannah River plant in Savannah, Georgia, back in the late 80s, and many of them were actually around at the time of the 1960s, and they said very clearly that the Israelis were trying to get nuclear technology, and every nuclear isotope that we give to a country or we put in a nuke has a specific isotope signature, so you can track it back to the original source plant and the time when it was produced. And the Israelis stole our technology. They were determined to get it, and Kennedy was trying to stop the Israelis from getting the bomb. So of the many reasons why Israel was involved, as well as LBJ and others, and we talked about this with Roger Stone, is the fact that the Israelis became, quote, the prescient do-good guys for the CIA. Remember, the CIA contracted out to have some Saudi and Saudi-like, you know, North African pilots. Many of them, their names are actually still on the flight rosters after 9/11 because they flew from Morocco and other Islamic countries in the Middle East because they weren't dead. What they did actually, if you and this is from my other classified sources, the planes that went into the buildings were not American airliners. They were E-10s that were identical size. They had pods on the bottom of them that actually were a missile, were a guidance system. They were doing what's called threading the needle, which means you couldn't hit a jet at that aircraft speed unless you had a beacon inside the buildings. The chief safety officer for the buildings was Marvin Bush, George Bush's brother, and his last day of operational work was 9/11. I mean, what could connect the dots more clearly?
Can I ask you just one quick thing? Are you familiar with the video that came out of Larry Silverstein in somewhere in Israel? It came out in February. It's been around. I've mentioned it on various shows on this station.
Right.
Where have you seen that? Where he's admitting that the first design meetings for the new World Trade Center 7 were in April of 2000. Have you seen this?
No, I haven't seen that, but I can believe it because I had a direct contact with a Finnish munitions expert in Finland, who's an expert on micro-nukes and demolition of buildings. And those documents I still have posted up on my other website, Clay and Iron, 35 pages roughly.
Yeah, but so
it doesn't surprise me. The fact is, remember now, they double-insured the buildings through the Blackstone Group. The Blackstone Group, that money went to build the Aria complex in Las Vegas, were built with 9/11 money. You can follow the trail of this. In fact, we have one of our authors we have in the program regularly, Mark Gaffney, will be back in the program. He wrote what's called the 9/11 Mystery Plane. He has other revelations coming out in the next few months of his books. And you're absolutely correct. 9/11 was an inside self-inflicted wound to, number one, hide $2.3 trillion from the comptroller, Dov Zakheim, to hide the fact that we're heading into an economic catastrophe, to create the National Terrorism Acts that they did to you. You know, that they did to try to take away our rights, to make sure we take off our shoes when we go through security, to create the TSA lines, and eventually to move us toward a biometric America.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Poor water quality is a major health issue, and it's only getting worse. Municipalities can't keep up, standards have dropped, and pollutants are increasing. Where does it all end? it ends by keeping the pollutants outside of your home with HydroCare's advanced systems available at Wave Home Solutions. No less than the best purification materials and processes have been developed by HydroCare to provide you with healthy, clean water for drinking, cooking, and showering. HydroCare far surpasses the competition in removing chlorine, odors, iron, lead, chemicals, limescale, and much more. Don't settle for less when it comes to your water. We'll take care of the toughest water problems for you, whether it's from a city or well source. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 888-997-WAVE. That's 888-997-WAVE. Or go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
And welcome back. We have Bruce McKeeman from Mild Hyperbaric Dives. I get interesting calls, and sometimes people will say to me, like I had one a gentleman who's been suffering from MS. He's a very tall guy. I guess he's about 6'5", 6'6". And he's working his tail off, and he's had a flare-up of his MS. And I said, well, gee, I'm thinking about going back to Copaxone. I said, why? You're on level one care. And you're not taking all the supplements. I'd recommend even on level one to try to control your MS. People need to start grasping this. Do not, and this is an absolute, do not second-guess Dr. Deagle. If I can't do it, I can interlock with other and connect with other clinics around the world that can do things that you can't imagine are available, whether it's Germany, South America, Central America, Europe, Canada, America, Radian, or in the United States. There are some kind that we call underground medicine. What you have to understand is, the next level up for this gentleman with MS is he needs to take all of the supplements I recommend for multiple sclerosis, including things to remyelinate, like sphingolin, Neurogen, Omega Supreme Krill, antioxidants, things to turn off his autoimmune disease, which includes malignorest, malignoblock, ellagic acid, etc. But he also, the next step up is he needs to be in a mild hyperbaric chamber at least 2 hours a day with ozone, and he needs to be in a ketogenic alkalinizing diet. The combination of ketogenic diet combined with mild hyperbaric oxygen with ozone is amazing for not only stopping cancer, but stopping autoimmune disease if you take our other supplements as well. And we can turn off lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, MS, etc., without the use of disease-modifying toxic drugs that can literally turn off parts of your immune system, so you get cancer. So, Bruce, I want people to understand this. Do not use other nutraceuticals than I recommend here on the show specifically. Do not think you can second-guess and become a Google genius by going online and think, I have an idea what Dr. Deagle is using, and it sounds like this, so I'm going to get it. Or think that we're at the end of the road because you started with level one and you started with 3 out of 8 things that I told you because you have a very serious illness, let's say an expanding aortic aneurysm, or you just had a stroke, or you had radiation to your head and neck for your cancer that they excised surgically, and you had chemo and radiation, and you wonder why you're not getting better because you haven't taken all I recommended. You need to listen. You need to listen. I have experience with virtually everything you can imagine can happen to a human body. And one of the most important interventions is mild hyperbaric oxygen. You know, I tell people, this should be in everybody's home like a shower. It should be.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah,
or a bathtub. It's like, are you kidding me? You know, if you're an athlete, for example, and you want to do oxygen doping, you don't want to get caught by some track and field or whatever, you know, Russian track and field taking this and that, steroid or whatever. All you got to do is take oxygen and mild hyperbaric oxygen. Take our supplements like Mega Muscles, Micro Dose, which is growth hormone, to release your own. Things that will increase your oxidative metabolism, your mitochondria. I can dope you up with nutraceuticals that nobody can detect. But the most powerful of all is oxygen under pressure, especially with ozone, because under Henry's Law, it dissolves in the tissue, hyperoxygenates beyond the capillaries and beyond the dissociation curve of hemoglobin. So, Bruce, you know, I tell people, do not be fearful. There is no illness that I will not to try to challenge. And again, I'll keep on working with you and modifying it until we get somewhere, including advanced imaging testing, genetic analysis, organic acids, oxidative markers, fancy imaging studies. Virtually anything that can be done in terms of testing, Dr. Deagle can do it. Or interact with radiologists, electromyographers, whatever you want to mention. I have resources everywhere on the planet to do this. So, Bruce, tell us about why hyperbaric oxygen is so important. Because, you know, somebody says, well, my mom's brain is going. Well, we have nutraceuticals like Cognition Plus, Brain Power, Neurogen, and Omega Supreme Krill, and things like CoQ10 Ubiquinol that can bring her back some. But if you want your mom's brain not to be boff or brain on fire or develop full-blown dementia, you got to get her into hyperbaric oxygen regularly. And remember now, dementia is basically diabetes of the brain. It means your astrocytes no longer metabolize sugar, and you need to get her on medium-chain triglycerides like coconut oil. You need to also get her in mild hyperbaric oxygen chamber. So, Bruce, you know, why do people think that they need to abandon and go back to drugs like, hey, I'll go back to Copaxone, or I'm going to go to disease-modifying drug that may give me cancer, but I'm not going to listen to Deagle because I think I know more than Deagle. Fat chance on that, people. They may be offended by that. Tough on it. Tough. I'm sick and tired of people thinking, including professionals, that they know more than me. And it's not being arrogant. It's having pursued the truth despite the consequences for 4 decades. And I'm sick and tired of people thinking they know more than me, and they don't. And what I don't know, I am like a wild animal pursuing the truth. I will research, go to every literature source on earth in every language, and I'll find the answers or clinics somewhere to help you. But you can have it in your own home, mild hyperbaric oxygen. So if you've had a coronary bypass and you're worried that you're going into heart failure, and you don't listen to me, and you don't take the nutraceuticals, and you don't get the mild hyperbaric oxygen, no wonder you're not getting better. You didn't listen to what I said. So
what's happening out there is they're buying your nutraceuticals and saying, gee, I don't feel better in 10 minutes. They're buying and they're eating organic food, and I don't feel better in 10 minutes.
Listen, we were monitoring our use of our wellness conditions. Up to last year, we would have sometimes 2-to-1 requests for the wellness conditions to people actually placing orders. And we even have health professionals thinking they could second-guess Dr. Deagle. And if they had something that sounded like what we had, which they don't, because we have professional-grade nutraceuticals, many of them custom-designed for us by special labs like in Europe. And they were so foolish, they thought that somehow, well, I'm going to get the same results as Dr. Deagle, and I'm going to customize and change it based on things like QRMA, functional medicine testing, imaging studies, etc. And yet they thought that somehow they're going to second-guess, you know? It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, and you asked why hyperbaric oxygen.
Right.
Besides the anti-inflammatory, besides getting oxygen to your brain cells, besides making your body less acidic,
right,
all those nutraceuticals,
are now more effective.
Exactly.
Because the inflammation's gone.
Okay. I'm going to make an analogy for something, and Bruce, I'm sure you'll agree with this. If you have a sick liver or a sick brain, it's the 10% of cells that are so sick they can't even absorb the nutrients. They can't rebuild the structural proteins or enzymes because they're so sick, their redox level is so low. Redox meaning you got the oxygen coming in, you got the fuel coming in. If there's no redox, the tissues can't absorb it. It's like a 90-year-old that if he ate this magic meal, he would get up and walk home. But because he's so sick and has no digestive enzymes and can't even chew, he can't eat the magic meal. Now, all of a sudden, if you gave him, put him in a mild hyperbaric chamber, he could eat the magic meal, and he'd get up and take his suitcase, pack it, and say, thanks a lot, I'm better. I'll see you next year for my examination. That's the problem. You got to get people's sick cells well. Their well cells in their tissues, their organs, their liver, their brain, are going to suck up the nutrients and say, thanks a lot, and keep on going. It's the sick cells that kill you. Senescence and disease is based on sick tissues and sick cells that can't get rid of old damaged mitochondria, old damaged senescent cells that cannot function, and that's why you go down the toilet. And
yeah.
You get those sick cells well, and you need the first thing you need is you need to push in, under pressure, oxygen to raise the redox potential of the sick cells so they start to function so they can actually resurrect themselves. They cannot absorb even the nutrients you supply with all the fancy nutraceuticals as well. They will absorb some. So we have people who are getting better with just their Nutrameds alone. But the rate that they're going to get better and the extent that they're going to get better is going to be dramatically limited by the redox potential of their cells. That's why we add Power C Plus, mitochondrial support like mitochondrial catalysts, uridine, etc. If you don't raise the redox potential of the tissue that's ill, the cells and tissues that are ill, you can't get someone well. And that's the point that regular medicine is missing, even alternative medicine. They think, well, if I give some this and that herbal or whatever biological molecule, your normal tissues are going to absorb it like crazy. They have no problem. Hey, thanks a lot. But the sick tissues can't until you get oxygen in.
And it stops the toxicity cycle because the sick cells are throwing out toxins, weakening the good cells.
Right.
Good cells start becoming sick, release toxins. You got to stop the cycle.
Well, there's a center down in Pittsburgh, and I've communicated with these guys working on the idea of what is the death signal. So if you get a signal, for example, let's say, and I told this to people, for example, including doctors or specialists recently, when you reperfuse someone, let's say they've had a blocked artery and a heart attack, and there's a zone of heart muscle that's damaged, so you do a CT scan to see how much heart muscle is damaged a few days later. If you don't buffer those people by giving them mild hyperbaric oxygen, by giving them antioxidants, as you reperfuse, you get a surge of free radicals, and you massively explode the damage to the surrounding heart muscle. It's called reperfusion injury. Same thing happens after a stroke. No one who has a stroke should be denied hyperbaric oxygen therapy. And I'm not talking about 3 atmospheres. The whole unit for a stroke unit should be at 1.3 ATA at enhanced oxygen, another 5 to 7%. Not a fire danger, but a situation where the person should not be allowed to be hypoxic because the free radicals, when you're hypoxic and you reperfuse, will surge through the ceiling. And that's why we call reperfusion protection with things like our Nutra Defense, which is the most powerful antioxidant, and Hydrous Catechin, Omega Supreme Krill, Cell Detox, Glutathione, Nutritral, etc. But even then, you got to keep the person in an oxygenated state, or the reperfusion can kill them. And I had a recent case where that happened. A person didn't listen to my advice, and they didn't get them in hyperbaric oxygen. They didn't get them fully perfused. The doctors couldn't put a feeding tube down and get the antioxidant nutraceuticals down at the person, and then they went to do the reperfusion stenting days after the person had a heart attack, and they immediately died on the table. I mean, that's what happens, okay? So you doctors out there that think you know better than Dr. Deagle, you don't. You don't. I've been doing oxidative metabolism research for almost 40 years now, and I'm going to tell you, I'm sick and tired of people that think they know better than Dr. Deagle. I'm sick of it. Okay?
Well, I can tell.
Yeah, and I want people to understand when I give them advice and I say, look, if you are an athlete or if you're a person in middle years and you're now developing hypertension, heart failure, cancer, autoimmune disease, thyroid, you got lupus. Do you know that lupus responds to mild hyperbaric oxygen with our nutraceuticals? Of course. MS, you want to stop having recurring attacks and you blow this part of your nervous system and this part of your nervous system and this part of your cortex. And you look and you see the bright lesion showing up on a T1-weighted MRI scan. It happens because you haven't stopped the juggernaut of your anti-oligodendrocyte T lymphocytes and plasma cells crossing the ventricles and hitting the paraventricular cortical myelinated nerve tracts. So you lose your proprioception, so you can't feel your butt when you sit down. Your feet are wide-based because you can't feel the ground anymore. Your muscle strength is gone. You may get opsolopsia because things are jumping around because you've hit the nerves in your brain at the geniculate nucleus in the back of your eyes or your optic cortex. So why do you think these are happening? Do you think that the regular doctors are going to solve this? No. They're going to give you disease-modifying drugs that can make you get cancer or wipe out your immune system. So now you're going to get a really weird infection that only affects your pets. So many decades of stupid, I no longer have patience anymore.
The problem is that people want help, but they're not patient.
If they take our nutraceuticals, they will get better.
But it's a better cure.
Well, actually, they get better faster. Give an example. I recently had a young gentleman who was having panic attacks and having psychotic episode breaks. Now, of course, he wasn't sleeping properly, so he should have been taking our melatonin, TR, Calm Mind, Brain Mag before he goes to sleep and during the day. So his sleep-wakefulness cycle, he should have been taking NDMEs and our minerals, as well as B6 and other minerals, so he can actually release melatonin. And the pyrrolase and tryptase enzymes can actually make his neurotransmitter so he can actually induce sleep. But he was having seizure activity in the limbic system of his brain that causes him to have the psychotic breaks from hypomania. And I tell people, if you want to stop the seizure activity, you have to oxygenate the brain so that you have the normal balance of stimulatory and inhibitory neurotransmitters in the brain and synaptic attachments to the nerve fiber tracts. You don't end up with the RES reticular activating system out of control. So if this gentleman, for example, had taken our nutraceuticals and started mild hyperbaric oxygen, he wouldn't have a psychotic break and end up with an injection in his butt and a posy jacket in the psych ward. Right? Or
yep,
wander
terrible,
around the streets
terrible.
Until people think he's on a toxic feud because he got bad dope. No. What's happening is, and this happens to our vets, they get PTSD. One of the treatments for PTSD is mild hyperbaric oxygen. Plus, we have nutraceuticals that will extinguish the seizure activity of the limbic system because it's damaged by the trauma. And believe it or not, it happens also PTSD even of our vets that are actually flying remote drones in Atlanta. They never go to the battlefield, but their battlefield is their joystick and their computer screen in front of them when they're doing drone kills overseas. Right?
Yes, exactly.
So what people need to start grasping...
While you're looking at that, at Summit to See are trying to eliminate the excuses by making the chambers more ergonomic. We have the Grand Eye Pro that just came out, 46 inches in diameter, stretcher
right.
accessible. We're just constantly innovating to make it lighter, brighter. Coming out with a new stereo system that Dr. Deagle is anxiously waiting for me to send, so I got to put it on my board so I don't forget. But just make the environment conducive to healing, conducive to comfort, conducive to use.
Exactly. Now, the interesting thing is this can interlock with things like stem cell transplants. This can interlock with advanced imaging and other studies. But a lot of people say, well, you can't prove that, Dr. Deagle. They're wrong. I started doing research, for example. You know about people talking about candida? Do you know how many mycology reference labs there are on the planet Earth?
No.
There's five. There's one in Europe, one in Osaka, Japan, one here in America, California. And there's two others. What people need to understand is if you get a toxic form of candida or candida tropicalis glabrata or some other fungus, some of these fungi produce enough aldehydes they'll cause your brain to shrink and kill you. They're 100% lethal if you get these certain substrains. Now, I've been doing research on some of these areas for so long that it doesn't matter whether it's imaging studies. I was the first doctor in Canada certified to read MRI scans because I took my training in Arizona. Okay, at the Imaging Research Center there. So I would walk into a court, and there were neurosurgeons that had never seen an MRI scan in 1980. That's 36 years ago. I walk into a court in Calgary, Alberta, throw the CT scan, throw the MRI scan up, and I would explain exactly what was on the scan. I'd say, oh, my God, how do you know this stuff? And I pull up my certification to show that I knew how to read them. Now, when people say you can't prove this stuff, we not only have quantitative testing like the QRMA and the bioplasm expert and clinical, which are the Chinese versions of the Metatron developed by the Russian Space Agency, but we get everything from imaging studies, organic acids, metabolites, even 23andMe and Prometheus analysis of your gene SNPs. So I'm an expert in all these fields. So when people say you can't test it, they're fools. And that's why I tell any doctor of any specialty, I can make you a better doctor in 2 hours if you listen to me. Now, when I give people protocols, and I'll do them customized now, because rather than let them have access to the wellness condition, they second-guess me. I say, just email me. I'll provide you a protocol free to start with. If it looks like it's too complex, I'll recommend a consultation. But if anybody can get you well or connect you with the right clinics here, Germany, or wherever, that can get you well, it's me. And that's not a boast. That's called competence, not arrogance. I'll be back in a minute. Stay right there, Bruce.
I will.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Like me, you're probably sick of waking up at night, constant interruptions during the day, and even spoiled romance. Well, Americans across the country are using a product called Prostate Revive, and they say it really works. Prostate Revive is an all-natural formula created by renowned medical doctor David Brownstein. Dr. Brownstein's Prostate Revive is the only supplement formulated to target the two main prostate problems. The results have just been amazing. And you can even read online the testimonials of many others who are shocked by the success of Prostate Revive. So don't take my word for it. Just give Prostate Revive a free test drive. That's right. They'll send you a risk-free 30-day trial supply. Just pay a small shipping charge and judge the results like thousands of others. Call today, 800-659-7384. That's 800-659-7384. Or go online to prostaterevive.com. That's prostaterevive.com or call 800-659-7384.
You gotta let me go. Are we human? Or are we dancer? My sign is vital. My hands are cold. And I'm on my knees.
Okay,
for the answer.
Yeah. Well, I thought it would be, So, Bruce, I want to focus on the availability of these chambers. Number one, you have the best prices in the chambers, the most ergonomic and brightest chambers, the coolest chambers in terms of temperature, the largest chambers, vertical grand dive ones. You can even bring a gurney or stretcher in. You also have pet chambers. You've got everything. It's amazing. Now you have these new wireless stereo things you can snap on the walls of your. The whole chamber becomes a giant speaker. You're so innovative. I go to these seminars for years of our academies of anti-aging, environmental advancement, and medicine, and all the other chambers are clunky, hot, dark, claustrophobic, and small. And yours are not. The price is also, you can even lease them here in America. So when people say, recently I had a gentleman who says, well, I think I could maybe afford the smaller chamber. I said, how big are you? He said, 6'6". I said, no, you need at least a larger chamber, at the very least. I mean, do not try to get a chamber that's so small you don't use it, because looking at it on the other side of the room or staring at it as you walk to the bathroom doesn't mean you're going to get better. You have to be able to use it.
And what I tell parents is, if a child goes into a small, hot, tight chamber, they're going to get scared, especially with autism, and never go back.
Right.
So I say, start with the biggest one.
Right.
You want something that they're going to want to get into, that they can bring a ball in with them. You don't want something where they have to lay on their back and not move.
Yeah, exactly.
That's crazy. For an adult who is traveling, needs a small chamber, makes perfect sense, especially if they're not at all claustrophobic.
Yeah, yeah. It's amazing, isn't it? So tell us more about your chambers, about the pet chambers, which you have. And, of course, I tell people, if you're ever in a prepper and want to grow, hypercarbic, 1.3 ATA superfoods with our minerals from MG12 and Little Indiamese, you can grow superfoods in a hyperbaric chamber, one of the modified pet chambers if you want to, right?
Absolutely. Especially with the gurney, you could put your vegetable boxes on it, slide it in. They get that incredible start, nutrition-rich. And when they get too large, you slide them out and plant them in your backyard and use organic fertilizer. And when you have a fireplace or a fire pit, save those ashes. Guess what the ashes are? They're all the minerals that tree has absorbed over 50 years. And that doesn't burn. And
right.
That puts the minerals back into the soil so that you can eat like people did back when we didn't have these diseases.
Right. Now, what I find interesting is that people think that there's a magic bullet. And I call it a magic orchestra. You know?
Yes, exactly.
The orchestra of taking the right nutraceuticals targeted for your condition and changed in 3 or 6 months. The idea of returning to the antediluvian world, which is a hyperbaric world that had a higher oxygen content, the idea of eating a diet that's completely free of toxins, water that's completely free of toxins, and allows your body to regenerate. It's really hard to understand how people think that they can pop one pill and get better instantly when treated covers up their symptoms, but if they want to heal, they need to address the cause of their problem, the metabolic and toxic causes, and you always need to optimize the rate and speed and extent of healing a mild hyperbaric condition. If you want to heal faster, better, and more completely, mild hyperbarics will transform the healing process. And even athletic performance of top athletes. If you can add 2 to 3 to 5%, you go from being a high school athlete to being a pro.
Yeah, and without hyperbarics, it's like climbing halfway up now.
Exactly, yeah.
And check wondering why you feel sick.
Front page, associates at NutriMedical.com. Click it. Contact Bruce or contact me. We'll help you get well.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.